Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Minister Andre Jeffries. I will be your prayer host for this morning, for this thankful Tuesday morning, for our 8 a.m. prayer service. Thank you for joining us this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. It is the Lord who reigns. He is robed in majesty and armed with all power. Giving honor and praise to God who is the head of my life, my wife, my bishop, Eric Kincaid Clark, and Pastor Lenora Clark. All those that are on the prayer line, we welcome you this morning, especially those that are joining us for the first time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised this morning. All right, we're going to get into our prayers this morning with our first prayer lead. That would be,
Sister Buchanan.
Mother Buchanan. All right, Mother Buchanan, I got you. Go right ahead and let God use you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Okay, I've been said to pray from my heart. God is my heart. Hallelujah. I'm just going to pray. Hallelujah. Whatever's on my heart. Thank you. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you brought us through the night, Heavenly Father. Some of us may have not rested well, dear God, but you touched us this morning and gave us that life, Heavenly Father. Your loving night, thank you. We praise your name, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. You watched over us through the night, dear God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you watch over us through the day, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for our clothing, Heavenly Father, for our food, Heavenly Father, for our means of transportation, dear God. We just thank you and we praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We will sing praises and make music with all our soul, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. It's a good thing, dear God. It's a good thing to give you thanks, Heavenly Father, and give you praise and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We praise your name, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this prayer line, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each and everyone on this prayer line, dear God. We thank you. Bless our families, Heavenly Father, far and near, Heavenly Father. Bring families closer together, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. We thank you for our daily walk, Heavenly Father, with you, Jesus. Draw us closer to you, Heavenly Father. We are thine, hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place, Heavenly Father, the Most High, hallelujah. Abide under the shadow of the Almighty, hallelujah. We praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. I will sing and make music with all my soul, Heavenly Father. Awake, Heavenly Father. I will waken in the dawn, dear God. We praise your name, dear God. It's a good thing, Heavenly Father. We praise your name. Dear God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, in asking you to touch the sick, Heavenly Father. Go into the hospitals, the nursing homes, the regular homes, Heavenly Father. Touching and healing, Heavenly Father, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Heavenly Father. Bless your name, Heavenly Father. You are in control, Heavenly Father. You said, by your stripes, dear God, we are healed. Thank you, Jesus. We are healed by your stripes, Heavenly Father. We believe you, Heavenly Father. We love you, Heavenly Father. Give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, Heavenly Father. You deserve it, dear God. You deserve it, Heavenly Father. You deserve it, Heavenly Father. Bless this prayer line, dear God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, dear God. And hallelujah, hallelujah. We ask you to, God, hallelujah. Praise your name. To please, Lord, please comfort the ones who've lost loved ones, Heavenly Father. Continue to comfort them in your name, if it is your holy name. Give them peace and love in families, Heavenly Father. That there be peace and love in the families during that time of the loss, dear God. We praise your name. Dear God, and going by the hospitals, nursing homes, regular homes, everywhere, touching and healing. You are in control, dear God. You don't need us to help you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for it. We give you all the glory and all the praise, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. This is a day that you made, God. We thank you for it. We praise your name, dear God. We bless everyone that's on this prayer line, Heavenly Father. Our families far and near. Bring families closer together, Heavenly Father. Praise your name, Jesus. Give us words, Heavenly Father, as we see someone today, Heavenly Father, each day, Heavenly Father. Just tell them how good you are. You are our Heavenly Father, and we love you, dear God. We love you, Heavenly Father. And as we hear in your prayer, hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee, Heavenly Father, because the Lord is my shepherd, Heavenly Father, and I shall not want, Heavenly Father. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, Heavenly Father. He restores my soul. He leadeth my hallelujah. Lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, dear God. We praise you, Heavenly Father. We love you, Lord, dear God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to bless us, Heavenly Father. Bless each and every one on this line, dear God, Heavenly Father. Bless all the leaders, Heavenly Father, the ministers, the teachers, the prayers, the bishops, and all, Heavenly Father. As we go through our daily service, our daily walk with you, Heavenly Father. We praise your name. We thank you for it, Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the body of Christ assembled, dear God. We thank you for our family, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this prayer line, dear God. We praise your name. We give you all the glory and all the praise, Heavenly Father. You deserve it, Heavenly Father. You deserve it. We praise your name, Heavenly God. Hallelujah. Go by the hospitals and nursing homes and regular homes, dear God. We thank you, Jesus. Touch us all, Heavenly Father. Touch our hearts, Heavenly Father. Forgive us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For wrong things that we have said or thought, dear God. Please forgive us, Heavenly Father. We praise and give you all the glory and all the praises. Hallelujah. We thank you, dear God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise your name. Ask you, Heavenly Father, bless our bishop, Heavenly Father, Bishop Eric Clark, Heavenly Father, and his wife, Pastor Lenora, Heavenly Father, our spiritual mother and father, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for them, Heavenly Father, for teaching and preaching to us, Heavenly Father, and giving us the word daily, Heavenly Father. We thank you for them, dear God, and bless their families, Heavenly Father, their household, dear God. We praise your name. Bless each and everyone on this line, Heavenly Father. And bless every church door that's open, Heavenly Father. Bless your holy name. And as the teachers, preachers, bishops, whomever teach us, Lord, let them teach from your word, dear Heavenly Father. This is what we need, your word. We thank you for it, Jesus. And we give you all the praises, dear God, and all the glory, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Stopping by the hospitals, nursing homes, regular homes. Hallelujah. Might have repeated it, Jesus, but stop. Thank you and praise your name. Touch us. Hallelujah. Touch us. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We thank you for this prayer line, Heavenly Father. Increase our prayer line if it is your holy will. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We cannot thank you enough, dear God. We praise your name, dear God. We bless your name, Heavenly Father. We bless our services as we're coming up this weekend, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Bless us all, Heavenly Father, to be able to get out out and see each other again, Heavenly Father. We pray for each other daily, dear God. We thank you for our daily bread. We thank you for our services. We thank you for our prayer team and all, dear God. We just thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you. Cannot thank you enough, Heavenly Father. You walk, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. We talk, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We sing, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, thank you, thank you, Heavenly Father. Every little thing that you do, everything, because it wasn't for you, where would we be? Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name, give you all the glory, all the praise, all the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Jesus. Bless us all again. Daily walk with you, Jesus. Daily walk with you. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Bless the sick again all over, Heavenly Father. Ones who's lost love once again. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We give you all the glory, all the praise, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Increase our prayer line. If it is your holy will, we love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long ways. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long ways. You've been my mother. You've been my father. You've been my sister, my brother too. Oh, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty, mighty, mighty long way, a mighty long ways. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless each and every one of your Heavenly Father. Bless each and every one on the line in our families, far and near. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. And I turn it back over to our host. Thank you.
Amen, Mother. God bless you for your presence this morning on our prayer line, leading us off with a song, being thankful to God. God he's awesome. He's worth being praised and lifted up. And we thank you for your prayer for the families. We thank you. And we know God hears your prayer. And we thank you for interceding for the body of Christ as a whole, in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. God bless everyone. Those that just coming in, that was our own Mother Katana starting us off on our prayer line this morning. At this time, we're going to go right into our next prayer lead. That will be our own Minister Mildred. Are you there? Minister Mildred, are you there? Okay, let's see what's happening here. All right, we're having some problems with our next prayer lead. I'm going to read the Believer's Declaration at this time. Maybe she will be on the line by the time I'm finished. Our Believer's Declaration reads as follows. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose.
I'm here.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
God is good. It's all right. Go right ahead and let God use you.
Thank you. My apologies. My prayer this morning is trust God. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we lift you up, for there is none like you, Father. You are holy amongst all holy, O God, and we trust you and we praise you this morning. We give you our hearts on this morning, Father. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, power, and honor, for thou hast created all things. Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and the Lamb, O God. Father, we love you, Father, and we praise you this morning. Father, let your spirit of life enter into us on this morning. We give you glory this morning to the God of heaven, to the God of earth, to the God that created all things. Great and marvelous are thy works, and Lord, you are mighty. Just and true are thy ways, and we trust you, Father. Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments, and you are good, and you've been good to us. The Lord is good, and the Lord is our God, omnipotent reigneth. And we love you, and we praise you this morning, O God. We give you our words and our prayers this morning. We lift you up this morning. Father, we ask for clarity and wisdom to surrender our plans to your perfect will. We acknowledge our limited understanding and chose to lean on you. We chose to lean on you and your infinite wisdom for all our decisions and for our future, O God. Guide our steps, O Lord, and help us to discern your will in every situation. Forgive us when we doubt you, O God. Forgive us when we have self-doubt. You're our strength and you're our strong tower. You provide and you protect. And when we put our burdens on you on this morning, O God. When we try to bear our own burdens, God, we need you, Father. We need you, Father. We need your strength and your will for our lives, O God. Remind us of how fully we are loved by you, O God. Remind us of how good you've been to us. Help us to have peace and rest, knowing that you care for us and knowing that we are yours. We are your beloved, O God. We trust you, Jesus, in all things. We trust your mighty hand and we trust your works, O God. You are our rock. You are our rock and our strong tower. Perfect is your ways and you are just. We give you our heart, our deepest desires, and our innermost being. As we prepare our days, the days that we face, and as we prepare our challenges and our blessings, we submit ourselves to your will. Your ways are higher and you're wiser than ours, O God. We ask you, God, to give us strength, O God. We ask for humility and strength to align our activities and our decisions with your divine purpose. Lord, please make our path straight. Remove any obstacles that may lead us astray, O God. We thank you for your assurance, and we trust in you, Jesus. We trust in your word. We trust in your will. We trust in the plan that you have set forth for our life. God, grab hold to our hearts, O God. God, minister to our hearts as you do, O God. Let your word penetrate our hearts as we seek you through your word, O God. Father, we trust you. We trust you when we go through pain. We trust you when we go through heartache. We trust you when we go through betrayal. We trust you when we're falsely accused. We trust you, O God, to give us comfort and renew our strength. We trust you, O God, to renew our strength, O God, and give us a sense of love and a sense of forgiveness, O God. Give us the strength to forgive, not for their sake, but for our own peace, O God. Help us to set healthy boundaries in our life and allow us to learn from life experiences, not to let bitterness control us, and allow us to strengthen our faith in your divine plan, Father. Your presence and your love is our true shelter from any storm, O God. And we love you and we trust you, O God. We love you and we find comfort in you and compassion, O God. Your presence and your love is our true shelter, O God, through any storm. Father, the longer and the more we come to know you, the longer and the more we come to know you, God, you don't always stop the storms and you don't always stop the problems from time to time, O God. But we know that you are the rock in the midst of all things, Father. It is you, Father, that we cry out to on this morning. Holy, holy, holy is thy name. You are our maker. You are our way maker. You are our King of glory and our Lord of lords and our King of kings. Father, you spoke the world into existence, and we know that you could speak to our situations, O God. We trust you, Father. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and we trust you, Father. Father, you have never failed us, and you will never fail us. Father, we give you every area of our lives, O God. Father, every area, everything we face. Father, we are all faced with something, Father. Father, in the midst of the struggles and pressures and discouragements we face, we know that you're the rock in the midst. You're the God that's in the midst. You're the strong tower and the love that's in the midst, O God. And we lean on you this morning, O God. Regardless of whatever we face, O God, we know that you're with us always and forevermore, Father. And you have ultimately won, and you have ultimately face the greatest sin that we'll ever face, Father, and that's death and atonement for our sin. And we're grateful, Father. We're grateful for your love. We're grateful for your works. We're grateful for your marvelous ways, oh God. Father, with you, we can endure all things, and we trust in you at all times. We trust in you for all things, and we trust in your love even right now on this morning. Father, we trust you. We're not afraid. We trust you, oh God. We choose faith over fear this morning. You are our everlasting Father and our everlasting God. And we put all things in your hand. We put our works in your hands, and we lay our burdens in your hands, oh God. We love you and we trust you, Father. We love you and we trust you, Father. And we thank you for the demonstration of the cross, oh God. We thank you for Jesus, our holy Lamb, oh God, who demonstrated to us that when he had to go through false statements, oh God, he endured and trusted you, oh God. He endured and trusted you, oh God, when they tried to discredit him. He endured and he trusted you, oh God. And we endured this morning. We put our trust in you, Father. We put our trust in you. We put our life in you, and we know that you care for us, God. God, we trust you this morning, and we give you our worries and our burdens. What a mighty God we serve. We don't just have to serve you, God, but we get to serve you. God is worthy of all praise, and you worthy of all service, oh God. All that we should magnify and serve you, Father. It is a privilege to serve you, God. It's a privilege to know you. It's a privilege to honor you, God. And we lift up our hearts to you on this morning. Let us hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for that we put our trust in you. Father, your goodness, your holiness, and your justice will reign forever and forevermore. We trust you and we believe in you, Father. We are humans, Father. We are humans, and we are imperfect. We're unreliable and we're transient, Father. God, it is you that is perfect, and it's you that is steadfast, and it's you that we put our trust in, oh God. When we're tempted to rely on our own understanding, align our hearts with you, Father. Align our hearts with your will, oh God. Father, align our hearts with what you say about us. Align our hearts with what you have us to do. And Father, we put our trust in you on this morning, the God of our peace, the God of our hope. We give you praise and honor on this morning, for your kingdom is everlasting, and your kingdom and your mighty works are great and greatly to be praised. Speak to us, O God, on this morning, the voice of many waters, the voice that we trust even when hell come from every side of our life, O God, the voice that we trust thy good and faithful servant, the voice that we trust when we lay down at night and trust you to wake up in the morning, oh God. When we lay down at night and trust you for another breath, oh God. Father, we trust you for your ways, and we trust you for your being, and we trust you for everything that you've done in our life. The way we trust you to cover our children as we send them out every morning, we trust you, Father, that they'll come back home safe and sound. Father, we give you glory and praise on this morning. Speak to us, oh God. Speak to our hearts. Lift us up, oh God. When you speak, let our mind receive your understanding. When you speak, let our mind receive your knowledge. And when you speak, let us trust in the word that you speak over our life. When you speak, oh Lord, let us see the thoughts of your purity. Let us see the thoughts of your love, oh God. When you speak, let us see your presence guide us and direct us, oh God. We trust you, Father. We trust you in your ways. We trust your marvelous work and your magnificent works, oh God, and your magnificent ways. We trust you, Father. And when you speak, let your dwelling overtake us, oh God. Let your word penetrate to us, oh God. Let your word penetrate in our hearts, Father. We love you and we bless you on this morning, because there is none like you, Father. Father, let us hear you. Let us hear your word that you speak over our life. Let us continue to regain knowledge of your word as we seek your word and as we seek your revelation for our life. We thank you for everything that you've done in our life. We thank you for covering our life. We thank you for everything that came against us, even in our life, God. Because your perfect will and your perfect hand, we thank you for allowing us to read and seek your word, oh God, allowing us to seek your word for our life, oh God. Thank you for everything that you've done for us, oh God. We bless you and we praise you, oh God, because there is none like you, oh God. Let your hand protect us. Let your ways be for us. Let your eyes guide us, and let us have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to us, even right now in this time of our life, oh God. We praise you and we bless you and we lift you up, for there is none like you, oh God. Continue to guide us. Continue to speak to our heart. Continue to lift us, oh God. You are a great King. What a mighty God we serve. all power sit in your hand, Father. We trust you. We love you. We lift you up, Father. We love your ways. We love everything that you've done in our life and everything that you brought in our life and everything that we had to endure and conquer in our life. We knew that you were there, oh God, and we trust your ways and we trust your work, and we thank you for allowing the things that come, and we thank you for allowing the things that go. There is none like you, Father, and we lift you up on this morning. We praise your holy name. There's something about the great name, and we call on your name, Jesus, in times of trouble. When we call on your name, Father, when we at a worrying state, when we call on your name for healing, when we call on your name in the midst of pain, we love you and we trust you, God. We trust that you are a healer. We trust that you are a way maker. We trust that you will bring us out. We trust that you will hold fast to our thoughts, oh God. We love you, we praise you, and we lift you up, God. There is none like you. We need you, Father. Our souls need you, Father. We need you, Father. We need you to continue to speak to us. We need you to continue to get our attention, oh God. We need you to continue to show us your ways and your thoughts. Show us the way of life, oh God. We need you, Father. We need you to continue to be a light unto our soul and to our spirit, oh God. We need you, Father, and we trust you this morning. We trust in your ways. We trust what you have for our life, oh God. Continue to guide us, oh God. Continue to give us understanding and knowledge. Continue to speak to us through your word. In Jesus' name I pray. We trust you, Father, for our life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now I would like to turn it back over to the host.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Mildred, for bringing your fire to the prayer line. We thank you for being in your place. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, we are leaning on Jesus this morning. We are trusting in Jesus this morning. He is making our path straight this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for moving on this prayer line. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God has never failed us. I know he never failed me. I know he has never failed me. He has always been there doing what he needed to do for me, and I am so thankful for that. We choose faith over fear. I like that. I choose faith over fear this morning. I pray that y'all choose faith over fear. We don't have to be afraid. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. We got sound mind this morning through everything that we've been through. Mother Buchanan said he brought us a mighty long way, and we thank him for that. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got a made up mind to serve him this morning. He brought us a mighty long way. Lord, I thank God that his word can penetrate our hearts this morning. Minister, you minister to my soul this morning. I pray that he has ministered to those that are on this prayer line this morning. Someone needs to mute their line. We're getting some movement from someone. That line is unmuted. Also, this is our halfway point. We thank you for joining us today on our prayer line. Some of you may have to leave. We understand. We're asking if you can sow a seed at this time. You can do so by going to the Cash App. That's $Bishop Eric Clark. That's our Cash App, $Bishop Eric Clark. You can text to give. That's GIVE at 216-446-1209. That's text to give, 216-446-1209. You can also go to ekcministry.org. You can give your offering there. You can put your prayer request in, and you can give your one-minute GPS. Get your one-minute GPS. I got to put me another one in. I haven't did one in a while, so that's something I got to put on my to-do list to do in the name of Jesus. All right, we're going on, and we're going to move into our next prayer lead. That would be our own Pastor Buckner. Are you there?
Yes, yes. Grace and peace be unto you, God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's good to be in the house this morning with the saints. Mother Buchanan, of course, when I hear her voice, I get a little extra energy because my mother, and I thank God for her and her testimony. And Minister Mildred, okay, my sister, I thank God for him, and Minister Andre. Okay, God is good. Everybody's in their place. Everybody's serving. That's what we came to do, to serve like Christ did. My reading today, I'm going to be in Philippians around the third chapter. Paul, of course, locked up in jail, but he's still giving encouragement, pressing toward the goal. We're in a marathon, not a sprint. It's not about who gets there first. It's just about getting there. And I've learned from running my own experience in track and field that sometimes when you run, you may not look like one time we was racing, and when I was real little, young little fella, and we was racing, I was about in the third position, and I just jumped off the track and quit. And my coach was in the inside of the track, and she was like, "Terry, keep going. You're qualified. Your time is good." And I thought, because I was not the first or the second, that, forget it, I got mad and I got discouraged. I took my eyes off the prize. And I learned from that day, no, you still were qualifying. So you still were winning. So to say this, that never give up, never throw in the towel. Just because you aren't the first or the second one, you're still winning. You're still winning. Those that are on this line today, you're still winning. And you're running a good race. And you're running a good race. And we want to say, even those that are on the prayer list today, hallelujah, you may be a little down. You may be a little weary. Maybe have some sickness or some ailments. But you're still winning. Markia, you're still winning. Joseph, you're still winning. Tamika, you're still winning. Just keep running. Just keep running. Rufus, Charlinda, you're still winning. Erica, you're still winning. The Hall family, you're still winning. The Body of Christ Assembly, you're still winning. Keep running. Keep running. Keep running. Those are our co-laborers and partners across the land. You're still winning. Stay in the race and always stay focused. Keep your eyes on the prize. Stay in your lane. Be encouraged that you're still winning. It's a race that you have to endure this race to the end. The only way you can lose is to quit. Never, ever quit. So what keeps us in this race? My God. My God. Your faith will keep you in the race. Your prayer time will keep you in the race. Your devotional time with the Lord will keep you in the race. Your commitment to God will keep you in the race. Being steadfast and unmovable will keep you in the race. Let me read a portion of this, pressing toward the goal, Philippians 3:12, it said, "I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on one thing, beginning what's behind and looking toward what lies ahead. I press toward on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us." let me stop. The reason that we don't we don't look back is because when we look back, we can't carry when we're trying to go forward. It's too heavy. You got to let that go. Even your past accomplishments. Oh man, I did good in 75. I did this. Okay, that's cool. Let that go. Let's go on, move on, because we're in 25 now. Let's keep on moving. We got to remember that some of those things that were holding us back, were holding us down. They're weighing us down, so we can't run effectively. They too heavy for you. So let them go. Let them go and continue to run. Press on. Press. Press on. Press on. Don't get discouraged. The Galatians says, don't get weary in well doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. Don't get discouraged. Don't get sidetracked. Remember the word endurance, maintaining a commitment to a goal during times of pressure, keeping your eyes focused on the prize. Christ is at the end of the race waiting, and he will give you strength to get to where you need to go. So keep on running. Keep on running. Keep on pressing. Keep on believing. Keep on holding to your faith. Hold on to your faith. Another way of getting to the goal line is prayer in the morning. 8 a.m. prayer will help you get to your final destination. Daily bread will help you get to your final destination. The saints will encourage you. We encourage one another so we can help get to the final destination. Amen. Amen. And believe that God is always with you. He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. We're not about perfection, but it's about pursuit. Hallelujah. We're not about perfection. It's about pursuit. Paul states that he hasn't already obtained it. I ain't got there yet. I'm not made it yet. Hallelujah. But I'm on my way. Hallelujah. So thank God that you can still continue to go on and hold on to the hands of Christ Jesus. I like when Paul says in the scripture, he says, follow me as I follow. Hey, God gives us an example. If you get a little tired sometimes, just follow your brother, your stronger brother, and keep on going and keep on going. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. We're forgetting those things which are behind, and we press on to those things which are ahead. We press on. The goal is to get to Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We have not gotten perfection yet, but we're doing a good job. We're encouraging one another to keep holding on, to keep looking forward to the prize, forgetting what's behind and pressing on and knowing that Christ Jesus has given us the strength to go on a daily basis. My God, in the name of Jesus, we're running a race. We're running a marathon, not a sprint. My God, let's stay focused. Let's stay in our lane. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And keep on running. Keep on running the race. Keep on pressing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Doing a good job. Hallelujah. Give the saints extra strength today to press on even more. To press on even more in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for you giving us the strength to be focused on you in the name of Jesus. We're not looking to the right or the left or behind, but looking forward. Hallelujah. Looking to our Father, our author and finisher of our faith in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, how you kept us even in the race. Even when we were sleeping, we were still running. Hallelujah. Even when we was late in the midnight hour, we were still running because we stayed focused. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. All those that are on the prayer list right now, we ask for healing in Jesus' mighty name. We ask for strength in Jesus' mighty name. All the mothers, we ask for prayer right now for strength in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, that you would cover them. Cover them all in the name of Jesus. Cover the angels of the house of God right now in the name of Jesus. We say thank you. We say thank you, Lord, how you have kept us even in the midnight hour, how you have kept us, Lord. Some saints have gotten a little weary. Some have gotten a little discouraged, but we encourage them and encourage them right now in the name of Jesus. We ask God to bless them and keep them in the fold in the name of Jesus, always remembering that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation, and whom shall I fear? We thank you, Father. We thank you for keeping us in the refuge, in the safe place, in how you have hidden us underneath the mighty wings of God. We say thank you. We say thank you right now in the name of Jesus for all that you have done, all that you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, thank you that you allowed us to even run the race. My God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus, for holding our hands while we run. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for coaching us. Hallelujah, for training us. Hallelujah, for being with us all the day long. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless the little ones, all the little babies underneath the sound of my voice. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Those that are in school, those that are going to school, those that are on the school bus. We pray, Father, that you would bless them and encourage them and keep them. We ask that you keep your hand upon them in the name of Jesus. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done, for all your many blessings, Father, always providing, always making a way out of no way. Hallelujah. And we bless your name today, God. We bless your name today, God. We bless your name today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Lord, we love you today. Thank you, saints. Thank you for this time. Time went so quick, too, my God. But we thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. And we thank all the saints for being in their place and strengthening one another. Keep running the race. You're running well. Hallelujah. You're running well. And we appreciate your example of running a good race. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Turn it back over to our host. Go ahead, Minister Dre. You're doing good. God bless you.
Amen, amen, Pastor Buckner. We thank you for your encouraging words. We thank you for your scripture. We thank you. Yes, we need the strength. We need strength to press on in this day and time that we're living in. And we thank God that he has allowed us. It's a privilege to serve him. He has allowed us to run this race. He has qualified us. I thank God for that. He has given us the qualifications to run this race. When you're in the Olympics, you got to qualify to participate. God gave us the qualifications that we needed, and I thank him for it this morning that we're able to run this race with patience. We're not going to quit. We're going to hold on to his unchanging hand. We're going to keep on praying to keep us in the race. We're going to keep our faith going on to keep us in this race because we are winning. We have won. He has given us the victory in the name of Jesus. And we are so thankful this morning for the victory. Hallelujah. I praise his holy name this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're getting down to our last prayer lead, which is me. But we're looking for prayer leads and hosts. If anybody want to be a prayer lead or host, if you know someone that may be interested in becoming a prayer lead or host, they can call our church at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. And leave a message. And someone will get back with you and get you plugged right in to the roster. And you can become a prayer lead or a host on our 8 a.m. prayer line. Thank you, Jesus. Our new declaration reads, large sums of money is coming to the people of God. and I and we will pay our tithes. I'm going to be in the right place at the right time for a blessing and to be a blessing. Financial support is coming to our ministry daily in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day that you brought us together on this prayer line. We praise and magnify your name, Lord. We give you all the glory, all the honor that you deserve. We ask that you have your way this morning in each and every one of our lives, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Today, you are Jehovah Jireh in our lives, who makes all grace abound in us and generously provides all that we need. And we thank you for that this morning, Lord, for your provision for every living thing on earth. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for being our good shepherd this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for guiding us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us the victory. We praise your name for being Jehovah Nissi this morning. You are our banner that we are under this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're holding it up high and lifting up, Jesus, in this world, in this wicked, wicked world, Lord Jesus. We claim you. We claim your banner. We claim allegiance to you, Lord Jesus. We trust in you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you right now. We praise you with all our hearts, Lord. You are our Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace, the God of peace who will soon crush Satan under our feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. You are the God that heals. Father, we praise you because you are the Lord who heals us. You are the God who comforts us. We praise you. We glorify your name. We thank you for your compassion and your comfort this morning. You are the God of miracles. Lord, you are a miracle-working God. You have worked miracles in each and every one of our lives. It's a miracle for us to be on this prayer line this morning, gathering together on one accord. We thank you, Lord, for doing this and making it possible. This day, you woke each and every one of us up, Lord Jesus. You touched our hearts. You touched our minds, Lord. You draw us to you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being the God that forgives us of all of our sins, Lord. We thank you that you're so gracious and merciful to us, Lord, when we don't even deserve it, Lord. We thank you for your mercy this morning. We thank you for your grace this morning. We thank you for your abounding love, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for bearing our burdens, Lord. Every day, Lord Jesus, we can cast our cares on you, Lord. You help us get through each and every day, no matter how the day is, no matter how the moment is, Lord Jesus. You lift up our heads, Lord, when we're depressed, Lord. You give us what we need, Lord Jesus, when we're fainting in heart, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for our personal relationship with you, Lord. We call on you this morning, Jesus. We need you, Jesus, because you are faithful to us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in the heavens. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in the skies. We thank you, Lord, for your great faithfulness to us each and every day, Lord. You never let us down, Lord. You've always been there for us, Lord. Even when we didn't even know you was there, you was there making a way for us, Lord. Even when we couldn't see our way out, Lord, or what was going on, Lord, you had it covered, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your outstretched hands, Lord. This morning, Lord, you are our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. We honor you and praise you this morning. We give you glory. You are the ruler, Lord Jesus, of the heavens and the earth, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are unapproachable. Thank you for cleansing us of our sins, Lord. Now we can come boldly to your throne, Lord. We can come freely to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for making us a part of your body, Lord. We are a part of your body, Lord. Each and every one of us belong to you, Lord. Each and every one of us has an important part to play in your body, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us the ability to be examples of what we should be like for you on this earth, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for you have liberated us, Lord. You had delivered us, Lord, out of our sins, out of our bondages, out of every weight and sin that so easily beset us, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus. Thank you for lifting our heads this morning, Jesus. Up to you, Lord. We glorify your name, Jesus, this day. We have hope this morning, Lord. We don't have to be afraid this morning, Lord Jesus, because we trust in you, Lord. You got it in your hands, Lord Jesus. You got the victory for each and every one of us, Lord. And we thank you right now, Jesus. Hallelujah for the victory. God, we praise you, Jesus, for the strength that you've given us. We praise you, Lord, for you have defended us, Lord. You have fought our battles, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We exalt you this morning, Lord. We glorify your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We praise you this morning for your greatness, for you are greatly to be praised, Lord. We praise you this morning, for you are our rock and our Savior, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for being our rock and our Savior, Lord. God, we praise you for all your wonderful works, all your wonderful acts, Lord, all your signs and wonders that you worked in our lives, Lord. We praise you this morning, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. We sing praises to your name. Thank Mother B for singing praises to your name this morning, Lord. Thank you for putting a song in our heart this morning, Lord. Thank you for putting a song in our hearts today, Lord, to lift you up together on one accord, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. God, we praise you, Lord Jesus, for your counsel and your instruction, Lord. Lord, forgive us from where we have fallen short. Cleanse us once again in your miracle-working blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Cleanse our minds, our hearts from wanting to walk in the ways of the world. Help us to bring our flesh under subjection to the obedience of your spirit. Lord, help us with the desires of our daily fleshly wants. Strengthen us in the areas where we are weak, in the name of Jesus. We are praying for all those that lost their lives in the Mormon church in Michigan. So tragic, Lord. We ask that you bring healing and comfort, Lord, to those that are grieving right now, Lord. We are praying for our government, Lord, that they come to some type of agreement where the government won't be shut down, or so many people won't receive paychecks because they can't seem to work things out, Lord. Help them, Lord, to not take away the Medicare benefits. Help them to restore them to so many people that need it, Lord. Help them, Lord Jesus, to come to a solution, Lord, on our health care premiums, that they won't be raised up in the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying for agreement to be made in the wars that's going on, in the war with Israel and Hamas, Lord. Lord, you know, Lord Jesus, the suffering that's going on, Lord. Let them reach an agreement, Lord. Let the hostages be set free in your name, Jesus. We ask it, Lord, in your name, Lord Jesus. Help them, Lord Jesus, to resolve that. Last, Lord Jesus, this food crisis, this listeria outbreak, Lord Jesus. This bad food that's being sold through Kroger and Walmart, Lord Jesus. People, about four people have lost their lives. We ask them that you comfort their families, Lord. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that you just cover us, Lord, when we're eating food today, Lord. We plead the blood right now, Lord. You said if we eat of any deadly thing, it won't harm us, Lord. And we're standing on your word today, Lord Jesus. We know your word to be true, Lord Jesus. And we're standing on your promises, Lord Jesus. Stretch out your mighty hand, Lord Jesus. Protect us, Lord, from any harm or any danger, Lord. We plead the blood right now. We plead your blood to cover us, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. All right, God bless everyone. Bishop Clark will be coming on. Bishop Clark will be coming on in about 2 minutes. Join us on our YouTube station. And
everybody
y'all
have a blessed day.
Great day. All right. God bless y'all. Love y'all.
God bless you, Mr.
Love
Andre, and everybody in the room.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
Love you.
Good.